Bedi Uzzaman indicated that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear at Hijri 1400. It now occurs to mind that if each of the letters Mim and Lam bearing the gemination mark are counted as two, the people who will dissolve the oppressions a century later may be the disciples of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. They supposed a fact that would occur in the future of the world 1,400 years later to be close to their century. The facts revealed in the address of Damascus that glance at the destiny of the Islamic world after the Hijri 1,371. Maybe not now, but 30 to 40 years later. In order to fully equip science and knowledge acquired through arts, science and skills, the goodness of civilization, and those three forces, and to overcome the nine obstacles, he sent inclination for investigating the truth, moderation, and love for human beings to the fronts of those nine foes. By Allah's will, he will demolish them after a half a century. In 1371, the sun began to rise, Al-Fajr as-Siddiq, or will begin to rise, even if this is only the initial redness in the horizon, Al-Fajr al-Kazib. In 30 to 40 years, Al-Fajr as-Siddiq will appear. That is 1371 plus 30, which equals 1401, which equals 1981. And 1371 plus 40 equals 1411, and that equals 1991 AD. It appears from this truth that this blessed person who will come later will disseminate and implement the Risal-i-Nur as a program. I believe I am a servant of this wondrous person who will appear in the future, a rear guard to set a background for him, and a pioneering soldier of that great commander. In the end times, the true lords of the broad sphere of life, in other words, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and his followers, will come with Allah's leave, will broaden that sphere, and those seeds will flourish. We, on the other hand, shall watch from our tombs and give thanks to Allah. It now occurs to mind that if each of the letters Mim and Lam, bearing the gemination mark, are counted as two, the people who will dissolve the oppressions a century later may be the disciples of Hazrat Mahdi. There are such intellectual trends at that time that even if that person, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, who is truly awaited and will come in a century's time, comes at that time. One hadith revealing that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will come in Hijri 1400 has come down from our Prophet, peace be upon him, as follows. People will gather around Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in the year 1400. Imam Rabbani reveals that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear between the first and second millennium, following the death of our Prophet, peace be upon him. It is expected that after 1,000 years, this secret administration will be renovated. It will be granted with superiority. This way, genuine virtue will emerge and cover the degradation. And it is expected that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, the supporter, will come. May Allah be pleased with him. The confirmation of the religious law, the renovation of people, takes place in this second thousand. The just witnesses of the truthfulness of this cause are the existence of the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam and Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in this thousand. Those among the nation of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, are highly perfected in faith. It does not matter whether they are few in number. Even 1,000 years passes after the death of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. The coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam after 1,000 years serves this purpose. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, the last Messenger, gave the glad tidings of his coming. Even the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, will come down after 1,000 years. 1,000 years after the death of our Prophet, peace be upon him, people enter the second millennium. According to Imam Rabbani, quoted above, Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, and the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, will come during the time between the first millennium and the second. He expresses it quite explicitly that Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, will come in the second millennium. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is the great Mujaddid of the end times who will appear in Hijri 1400. In the same way that Allah has sent a Mujaddid at the start of every Hijri century to revive Islamic moral values and virtues and rid the religion of innovations that have entered it subsequently, so he will definitely send a guide, a holy person, in Hijri 1400 as well. This person, who will cause Muslims to forget the troubles, pains, and oppression they have suffered, and for hundreds of years who will bring peace, happiness, justice, good governance, love, and brotherhood to all mankind, is Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. However, in contrast to the Mujaddid who have appeared in the centuries, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be the great Mahdi of the end times, and will intellectually destroy all systems based on oppression and false beliefs and philosophies at a time when the system of the Antichrist is at its most depraved.